Well, every human person is created out of love by God, made in his image and likeness, and is destined to live forever. Out of awareness of the profound reverence due to every person and a great desire to draw each one closer to Christ, well, the church provides support to build and promote a culture of life and advocate for the most vulnerable. And it is because of this belief the Archdiocese of Portland offers the Respect Life Office to work with parish leadership to develop and grow the culture of life. Well, Sarah Livingston is the new coordinator. She is joining me today. Hello, Sarah. It is great to talk with you again. Congratulations on the new position.
Thank you so much, Brenda, and thank you and Mater Dei for your continued support and coverage of pro-life ministry in our archdiocese and state. Thank you.
Well, Sarah, you've been on our show previously with your work for 40 Days for Life campaigns. Kind of remind our listeners how you became involved in the pro-life movement.
Yes. It started at a young age. One of my first memories growing up in the Midwest was holding a sign with my strong Irish Catholic family in Wisconsin at the Life Chain. And then I started a pro-life group at my Catholic high school that is still going strong today. About 3 years ago, I started and still currently lead the St. Michael's pro-life group and have become close with Portland's pro-life leaders and communities. And like you mentioned, actively involved in 40 Days for Life campaigns. Also this year, it's been a lot of talking and interviews. Like in March, I was a guest speaker at the Oregon Right to Life Conference, Together We Advocate. And also in February, spoke at Chesterton Academy High School to their entire school at in Mount Angel for their Cultural Vitae, which is their Culture of Life annual lecture this past February. So that's been really amazing, getting involved with high schoolers as well and the community and speaking.
Well, Sarah, in all of these years, you said you've started since a young age. Have you seen kind of a path forward where there are really great things that have happened that have been cause for celebration in the pro-life movement?
Oh, absolutely. Obviously, I think we're hopefully, God willing, about to see a huge victory with the Dobbs case, which I know we can talk about more later. But even locally, we had such a tremendous victory last year with the closing of late-term abortion facility Lovejoy Surge Center, which had been open almost for 50 years. It was even pre-Roe v. Wade. They estimate between 100,000 to 150,000 babies lost their lives there. And, many, many mothers and fathers were heartbroken. So that was considered one of the largest West Coast pro-life victories. It was the longest standing independent abortion facility. And they closed due to lack of business and in large part from so many wonderful pro-life volunteers, sidewalk advocates, sidewalk counselors, prayer warriors being there for decades. And that was a victory. Sometimes it takes a while, but it comes. And that was amazing.
Well, Sarah Livingston is the new coordinator for the Respect Life Office here in the Archdiocese of Portland. She's joining me today to talk a little bit about her work. Well, Sarah, there is such a need for this kind of position. How fortunate we are to have Archbishop Sample leading our archdiocese, such a strong pro-life archbishop. Kind of tell us a little bit about the work that you'll be doing out of the Respect Life office.
Yes. And like you said, we are. I'm so grateful and blessed that we have such a wonderful pro-life leader, Archbishop Sample, and that he created this position strictly for a culture of life issues. Some of our goals for this position, it's to mobilize, organize, promote, and support pro-life advocacy and ministry in our archdiocese, which includes 124 parishes in Western Oregon. Specifically, there's about five, there could be endless amounts of obviously activism and pro-life work. It could be nonstop, but you really have to kind of hone in on some of the main goals. And a few of them, specifically, one I like to call the three P's is prayer, pulpit, and parishes. We really hope to help promote and support however we can pro-life leadership and activities in parishes and with pastors, you know, even from, and then prayer, even holy hours dedicated to abortion, to the end of abortion. We also have a terrific resource sheet that, you know, Sue Pelletier has put together here in Portland, and that we hope to have in the back of churches in the narthex. And we could make those, you know, whether it's in Ashland, Eugene, Medford, getting the local pro-life, you know, updating it for them. I feel like that's just a simple thing we could have ready to go right there. Secondly, you know, supporting sidewalk advocacy and prayer. And I'll be giving more details on that in the end of some different current vigils. Obviously, we support, and we've always, you know, the Archdiocese has been a wonderful sponsor for the 240 Days for Life campaigns we have each year. And that's a very powerful manner and pro-life advocacy we can all do. And again, that could be praying from home even. You can, you know, be a prayer supporter. Number three, a huge one, support. Whether, you know, it's pregnancy resource centers, maternity homes. We have a really wonderful program the USCCB puts out called Walking with Moms in Need. And it's a program that parishes partake in individually. You get your pastor's permission and the laity run it. It's a year-long program where you literally walk with one or two mothers who need help, who are in an unexpected pregnancy. And they have it completely listed out on the USCCB Respect Life page. It's a whole roadmap. So I'm going to try to be doing that with my local parish here. And it's, again, a great, great great program. We also have, in regards to support, a new Catholic maternity home that is being started here, the St. Maria Goretti Home by the amazing pro-life warrior Marie Barzin of St. Cecilia's in Beaverton. And then also, you know, one thing we feel very passionate about is helping to support Rachel Vineyard's retreats, which are post-abortive healing retreats. And locally, that is called Project Aurora. And they are run by Lori Eckstein. She's the co-founder and director out of Cottage Grove, Oregon. And we spoke for about an hour last week. It was wonderful. I'm really excited to offer her support and help in this wonderful and very much needed ministry. We feel very strong about that. And then fourth, vote pro-life. We got to get the vote, especially in this state. That's one of the most concrete things we can do. Oregon Right to Life is putting out, you know, they always put out their pro-life legislation guide, which should be coming out any minute for the upcoming May 17th primary elections. And then fifth is education. You know, I really think we need to help families, especially mothers and teenagers in education. And we have, you know, just in our own backyard here, the wonderful Holy Family Clinic that opened up about a year and a half ago, I believe. And they offer education on fertility awareness, like NFP, have the amazing pro-life doctors there, like Dr. Toffler, Dr. Grace Desraoui, and many more. They also offer abortion pill reversal medication, and they've already saved babies' lives this way locally. But, and you know, something also like Sisters for Life, they're out of the Archdiocese of New York, and they have an amazing pro-life curriculum, even for schools. So again, getting that pro-life education factor in, I think is huge. Some tangible ways we're hoping to help.
Wow, that is a lot. You have got your work cut out for you, but boy, we are so happy that you are joining the Archdiocese team again to bring forward this culture of life. Sarah Livingston joining me today. She is the new coordinator of the Respect Life Ministry for the Archdiocese of Portland. Sarah, so much we've covered so far, and yet there is a little bit more I want to talk to you about, but we are coming up against the break. Can you stay with me through the break so we can continue our conversation in the next half hour?
Yes, I would love to. Thank you.
I am back now with Sarah Livingston. Sarah is the new coordinator for the Archdiocese of Portland Respect Life Office. She's joining me today because we're talking not only about her past and work with pro-life ministries, but also all of the great work that she'll be able to do through the Respect Life Office. Sarah, thank you so much for staying with me today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Sarah, while much of our focus, of course, is on the beginning of life, of course, St. John Paul II said that defending the right to life upon which all other inalienable rights of individuals are founded on, wow, we know that all of the ministries that our archdiocese supports for pro-life, They're so valuable. And of course, we just coming off of the 40 Days for Life campaign. Well, you are ready to hit the ground running. So thank you so much and congratulations for your position now with the Archdiocese of Portland. There are some thank yous, I think, that you want to say, you know, to people who have supported you and given you this opportunity.
Absolutely. You know, first and foremost, to our wonderful and very strongly pro-life Archbishop Sample, who supports this pro-life ministry and is a big reason he created this position. You know, I'm really hoping let's make Archdiocese of Portland one of the strongest pro-life archdioceses in this country. Also, many thanks to Deacon Kevin Welsh, who's the Director of Pastoral Ministries at the Archdiocese, and my direct superior, who I work close with. He's such a wonderful guide and probably the best boss anyone could ask for. And again, also really big thanks to my pastor and spiritual guide, Father Ignacio Lorente of my parish, St. Michael the Archangel. Father Ignacio and the St. John Society have been so influential in the growth of my faith and in encouraging and supporting my pro-life ministry. So I'm very grateful for all these wonderful leaders we have.
Oh, and no doubt all of us who are beneficiaries of your work there in the Archdiocese are very blessed to have you a part of the Respect Life Ministry. Well, like I said, you have to hit the ground running. So much is coming up, especially in the pro-life arena. What are some of your goals, both short-term and long-term, that you hope to be able to accomplish in your office?
Thanks. Great question. Short-term things we are working on right now, as I'm sure probably everyone is aware of, you know, the upcoming Dobbs decision, Dobbs versus Mississippi, which could overturn Roe, which we are greatly, you know, praying for. I would really ask everyone right now to be praying like you've never prayed before, especially if you're pro-life. Like, we all should be on our knees praying. The decision is expected in June. Obviously, we are aware of the leak. We do have confidence in the Supreme Court that they are prayerfully and thoughtfully considering this historic decision. And again, we pray Roe is overturned or greatly restricted. You know, it's the biggest human rights violation of our time, legalized abortion is, and it is long overdue that it comes to an end. So that's a huge thing we're working on right now. Actually, the USCCB has asked Archdiocese, we have a lay communications group, and ours, it consists of three women. One, in our Archdiocese of Portland, it's one doctor, one communications director, and myself. So we are making up this trio for when that decision does come through. We are preparing pretty hard this month of having, you know, media statements, et cetera, and supporting the Archbishop in this, in our Archdiocese. Secondly, you know, we have the big primaries coming up May 17th. So I just really encourage everyone to please vote. And again, that's May 17th. And third, again, sidewalk advocacy that is constantly going on here. Currently, we have volunteers are there at Lilith. And again, this is a late-term abortion facility where they also are trying to make Portland a destination late-term abortion spot by flying in women and setting them up in hotels. And so we're there year-round, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, 8 a.m. On Thursdays, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., Fridays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And again, the two different 40 Days for Life vigils. And for those who live outside of Portland, I encourage you to, you know, also find the local abortion facility in your town and just go pray. You don't even have to hold a sign. Always bring a buddy. It's so powerful. You know, I think we've talked about this before, but there's that really amazing quote from Abby Johnson. She said, "You might wonder if your presence outside of an abortion clinic makes a difference. Well, let me tell you what Planned Parenthood announced at the last national conference I attended. They said this, our no-show rate goes up to 75% when people are outside our clinics praying." So that's very powerful. And lastly, we will be continuing our quarterly meetings. Those were have been going on for parish pro-life leaders and advocates, anyone interested in pro-life ministry in our archdiocese. And so they'll be offered in person in Portland as well as in Zoom for those outside of Portland or anyone who wants to Zoom in. And, you know, please email me if you are interested in pro-life ministry and want to get involved. You know, we're really trying to mobilize this, you know, Western Oregon, and let's just say all of Oregon, our archdiocese, and organize it and strengthen it. And you can email, it's life, L-I-F-E, at arch, archdpdx.org. So archdpdx.org, life at archdpdx.org. And I will connect you with other local pro-life leaders. I'll let you know when our quarterly meetings are. And, you know, we're going to make a difference. We have our hands full in Oregon. You know, I do have hope, though. We have such a strong and amazing pro-life community and Catholic pro-life community here, the strongest of any place I've ever lived. And, you know, where there's a lot of darkness, there's a lot of light. And I absolutely believe we're up to the challenge. And I know we can change this and we can help Oregon become a culture of life.
Wow, Sarah, boy, your enthusiasm and grace to just be able to tackle on this position, boy, it is a blessing to so many people. We are so excited that you are joining the Archdiocese team. And of course, many prayers for you and all of those that will be volunteering and working with you, again, to promote this culture of life. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much, Brenda.
And again, that is Sarah Livingston. She is the coordinator of the Respect Life Office for the Archdiocese of Portland. I will be sure to add a link to where you can get right to the webpage for the Archdiocese and also include Sarah's email where you can get right to her and send her emails for questions or resources. You're going to find both of those links on the podcast of this interview, materdeiradio.com or the new Hail Mary Media app.